How's it going, Jerome?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. This is you work with big animals, and you also make big art. This is an impressive installation.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was something that I kind of thought of a few years ago, actually, and kind of was just sitting there until an opportunity arose, and yeah, the zoo was good enough to, you know, trust me in doing it, and yeah, it's come up really nicely.
Oh, beautiful. Is this one of your first art installations?
Yeah, it is. Certainly to this size as well. I've kind of always dabbled, I suppose, in art in the past, but never like this. It's the first time I've ever done any digital art, I guess, as well. So that was a bit of a learning curve.
And tell us about it. It's 32 metres long, but it's got 42 animals in it, and you've ranked them. you haven't done a race, but you know what speed they get up to. So you've ranked them from slowest to fastest. Although, should we need to do a stall gift of the animals, I think you'd get a crowd. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you would. I guess in terms of the mural, I was thinking it would be pretty cool to just have all the animals in one kind of display, and I thought, well, just start off with the slowest and move their way through to the fastest, obviously the cheetah at the front.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was an idea to do it life size, which kind of I wasn't quite sure how that was going to work, and that's why I decided to go the digital medium, just so it kind of maintained the resolution. So usually I'd work in pencil or watercolor, but it was not going to work at this kind of scale. So
gotcha.
I hear that your daughters you're a father of three, and they've been part of the process, the creative process.
I thought it would be nice to just hide their names in a few of the animals. So it's pretty subtle, hopefully. So probably most people won't see it. But we went there for the first time on the weekend, and they all found their names. Well, the 10-month-old got her name shown to her. But, yeah.
I was interested, this shows how my brain works, I suppose, Jerome, but I was interested. I'm like, oh, the lions are faster than the zebras. And well, of course they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist still.
Well, I guess there's a bit of artistic license in all of this as well. So, not all of those animals have to be travelling at their quickest speed,
gotcha.
I suppose.
Right.
So, it's
some elements of surprise in it, I suppose.
That's,
yeah,
that's it.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. Not to be too distasteful at breakfast. it's up for how long? Do people get to see your work?
It's a permanent installation.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, awesome. Fantastic.
It'll be there until it starts to wear away, I suppose. And
wonderful.
But the process was that it was all printed on metal panels. And so I think it should be there for quite some time.
And also, it's not just any animals, it's animals within the park, right?
Yeah, so it's the 42 species that we currently house at the park. I guess the park kind of collection is always changing. Mm. So, you know, maybe there might be scope in the future to add in a hippo or kind of change in a few of the animals, because, you know, that's obviously what happens with the zoo. Some animals come in and other animals go out. So it'll be interesting to see if it evolves like that.
Absolutely. Now, I think one of the great things about Monarto in particular is that it's our place. Like, there is a personal ownership of the place for people who go there often, and to see all of those animals is when you get on the bus, you see them all, and you can kind of pick out your favourites and things. As someone who actually gets up close and personal, must have a pretty special relationship with all of those animals that are on that artwork.
Yeah, definitely. I've kind of been working there for over 10 years, so you do develop quite close bonds with a lot of the animals. So a lot of the animals depicted on the artwork were from photos I took. So I know you know, these animals have names. I know kind of who the lion is, who the rhinos are, right. The fallow deer. They're all kind of specific animals that we do house in the park. So, yeah, some of them were compilations of photos that I'd taken because I didn't quite have the right motion or movement that I was after. So, you know, I kind of added a few photos together and then drew them like that.
Oh, awesome. And could you enlighten us for those who don't know what the slowest animal is and the fastest?
Well, the slowest ones are the tortoises. So we've got the radiated, the leopard and Aldabra tortoises at Manato Safari Park at the moment. We also have Western Swamp tortoises and, well, I suppose the pygmy blue tongue is probably the slowest of all because it lives its whole life in a little burrow and doesn't really move more than a few centimetres up and down. So that one's hidden away in the mural. For people to find.
I've never dreamed about being a pygmy blue tongue before, but you're starting to paint a very nice picture.
Yeah. You're no wallflower.
Yeah, nice, cozy. Yeah, nice, cozy burrow.
Lovely.
And then, yeah, the fastest, obviously, the cheetah and the black buck, they're kind of going to be sprinting out the front of everyone.
Yeah,
of course.
Wow. 110 kilometres. I mean, they'd get a ticket on the freeway just out next door.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Jerome, thank you so much. Not only for doing the artwork. I know. I mean, like you need another reason to go to Manato, but there is one. And folks, check it out when you're there. 32 metres long, 42 animals spanning the length, and really beautifully done. Congratulations on having it up there. And well done. We appreciate the work and can't wait to see it in the flesh when we get to go to Manato once again.
Oh, fantastic. I hope everyone comes along as the weather warms up. It's going to be beautiful. So, yeah, get along there.
Cheers.
Thank you, Jerome. That is vet and artist.
Yeah.
The ridiculously talented Jerome Cavalis.
And he juggles, you know, family life as well.
Indeed. How good.
Oh, sounds great.
Nice.
Seen some pictures, but love to see it in person.
Right. For those of you who, you know, can never draw a horse because it always looks like a dog or a cow, I mean, that's just got to be galling, doesn't it? But no, it's brilliant and well worth the checking out. Jenny, thank you.